Fridays are awesome. Thanks for spending part of yours with CNN Student News. We're jumping right in today. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says spying among friends is never acceptable. In this case, the friend she's talking about is the U.S. government. This involves an organization called the NSA, the National Security Agency. Its mission is to help defend the country. Part of the way it does that, according to the NSA website, is to gather information that America's enemies want to keep secret. Germany, France, and Mexico aren't considered enemies. They're allies. Usually, the U.S. communicates with them through diplomacy, direct communications. But the NSA has been accused of spying on all three, eavesdropping on cell phones, hacking emails. Chancellor Merkel says the U.S. needs to reestablish trust.
One more day, one more revelation of alleged U.S. spying on a close ally. This time, Germany said it received information the NSA monitored the personal cell phone of German leader Angela Merkel. Signaling the seriousness of the charge, Chancellor Merkel and President Obama personally spoke about the issue on the telephone.
I can tell you that the president assured the chancellor that the United States is not monitoring and will not monitor the communications of the chancellor. The United States greatly values our close cooperation with Germany on a broad range of shared security challenges.
The White House did not specify, however, if such monitoring had taken place in the past. On Monday, it was France revealed to be in the crosshairs of the NSA. The French newspaper Le Monde reporting that in the 30 days from December 10, 2012 to January 8, 2013, the NSA allegedly intercepted over 70 million phone calls in France, an average of nearly 3 million intercepts per day. The director of national intelligence said in a statement that report was false, though it did not specify how. By then, the French foreign minister had already blasted the American policy of widespread surveillance.
These kinds of practices between partners that violate privacy are totally unacceptable.
Documents released by Edward Snowden have now revealed NSA surveillance of the communications of a long list of close U.S. allies, including Germany, England, Brazil, Mexico, and the European Union.
When you look at America's soft power, its message, and its relationships with these countries, how embarrassing is this?
It's always awkward. I mean, what you have here is a situation where either someone sees the hand in the cookie jar or a strong evidence the hand has been in the cookie jar. Every time this happens, there's going to be awkward conversations.
When each of these surveillance cases has broken involving American allies, the administration has made two points. One, that all countries spy on each other, and two, that they are conducting a review of this surveillance to get a better balance between security concerns and privacy concerns. But the administration has yet to say what that review has found or what changes it may bring. Jim Sciutto, CNN, Washington.
Is this legit? The autumnal equinox is the shortest day of the year. Not true. The shortest day, when there's the least amount of daylight, is the winter solstice.